The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm from Minnesota. I've been listening to the show a lot lately and thought I would call in with my own story, more of my mother's story than mine, but about strange things that happened in the house that I grew up in. So my parents bought our house that we grew up in Minnesota here in the early 90s. They know that the man and the wife that lived there before, the husband had died, but we don't know how long ago that happened when they bought the house. But anyway, so we kind of know a backstory that someone has died in this house. But the first thing that happened was after they had my brother and my sister, they had put the kids to bed for a nap one night and not night, during the day. But my mom went to go and check on the kids while they were sleeping, and the light was on in the room. And when she had put them to bed, the light, I mean, obviously she turned the light off so they could take a nap. And the kids were, I think she said, like one and less than a year old. They're not too far apart in age, so they couldn't have crawled out of their crib or anything and turned the light on. They were fast asleep. So my mom asked my dad why that had happened, why he turned on the lights, and he said he didn't do it. So she was really confused as to how that happened. There's not really a way to explain that. And then the next thing that was kind of strange was that my mom hosted daycare, and after all of the kids were during their nap, they were all asleep, and there was one of the older girls that she was sitting with, and she looks at my mom and she asks her, "Why are the bathroom faucets on?" My mom kind of like listens and hears the water running in the bathroom. And she's like, "I don't know. I'll go look." And she goes into the bathroom and both of them are like turned all of the way on. And she goes to check on all of the kids that she does daycare for, and they're all asleep. No one's awake except for her and the girl that told her about it. So she thought that was really weird too. Our house isn't very big. You know, if one of the kids got up and went to the bathroom, we would have heard it. Anyways, another thing about the house is that all of the strange things kind of happened in this one hallway that connects the majority of the main floor together. And we did have a dog at the time we were growing up, and she would never lay in the hallway. She would only, like, she would avoid it as much as possible, and she would look into it from, like, the top of the stairs that we had leading up to, like, our bedroom attic, or she would look in from one of the living rooms or the kitchen. But she would never go in there, and she always was kind of looking into there like she was skeptical of something. Anyways, so after my mom and dad, they got a divorce, and my mom was staying at the house by herself with us kids, my mom said she woke up multiple times in the night and could feel someone either sitting at the edge of her bed, or she said there were times where she felt like someone was standing over her. She never saw anything. But she also said that she sleeps with her door open in this hallway that I was speaking about earlier that connects to her bedroom. And she said that she could sometimes, like, she wakes up feeling like as if someone just walked past her room from that hallway. So that was something else strange. But then she started dating my stepdad. And earlier in their relationship, he stayed over one night. And I tried to ask them about this whole situation, and he only vaguely remembers it. But at some point, he felt like he was tapped on the shoulder in the middle of the night, and something told him to, like, go into the living room because he was being too loud or something. He snores really loud. But that was just something I've known about forever. But when I asked him about it, he says he doesn't know or doesn't remember a whole lot else besides just he felt like something tapped him on the shoulder and was like, go into the living room. So he went and slept in the living room. That's something he does a lot now. Another thing that happened was when my brother and sister were a little bit older, they were still sharing a bedroom. And one morning, my brother told my mom that he had seen an old woman in his room that night. And then it turns out that my sister said that she also saw the same thing. And again, I asked them about this recently, and my brother said, well, I don't know. I think I saw something, but I immediately buried my head under the covers. But they did say that they saw an older woman in the room at some point, which there would never have been that happen. The only people living in the house is my mom. Also, another time when my mom and my stepdad were in the house, they woke up in the middle of the night because they heard a huge slam. And my mom was freaked out, and she thought someone was trying to break in. So she goes and kind of searches the house. All the kids are asleep. Like, nothing happened. She couldn't find anything that went wrong. But the next day, she gets up to take a shower to go to work and realizes that what that noise that she heard was all of the body washes and shampoos and soaps in our shower had fallen off of, like, one of those over the faucet hangers that people have in their bathrooms. They had fallen off of that, but that was still in place, like, on top of, or, like, of the spout of the shower. But all of the soap and stuff had fallen, but it was all in the middle of the tub, which was just, I just don't know how that would happen. All of that stuff would fall off, but the thing that they were sitting on was still intact. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And when I was a little bit older, when I came home from school one day, I heard a big slam out of nowhere, and I kind of got up and looked throughout the house, and I didn't really see anything, but I saw a big whiteboard that we had in our kitchen had fallen over for no reason. I put it right back up because the nails hadn't fallen off or anything. So I don't know, things have kind of fallen over for no reason. My parents also said that we used to have a big stereo that would turn on and off just incessantly. There was no rhyme or reason to it, but it would always turn on and off. The last thing really that would happen, something that I can attest to, is that when my sister used to, when she was a little bit older, she had lived in the upstairs bedroom of her house, which is basically like the attic turned into a bedroom. But I mean, it's kind of an old house. It's kind of creaky. When she would walk around up there, especially late at night, I could hear, and then, you know, the house was quiet, and I could hear her kind of walking around, staying up late, doing whatever in high school. But after she left for college, I still heard those footsteps like very frequently. It just sounded like the same old thing, just her around there walking upstairs, but she wasn't home. And I was asking my parents about this, and they said that they haven't had really anything crazy happen in a while, except for a few weeks ago. My mom's very anal about locking all of the doors before she goes to bed. She's a super paranoid woman. So a few weeks ago, my stepdad went into the living room because he sleeps there sometimes in the middle of the night, and he sees that the front door to her house in the living room, there's like a big wooden door and there's also a screen door, are both just sitting wide open, which is really weird. I mean, they didn't hear anything and they didn't hear anyone come in. And if they would have, my dog would have started barking and woken up the whole house because that's what she does. So no one broke in or anything, but the doors are just wide open, which is unexplainable because there is no way that the doors weren't locked before I went to bed. So my house was definitely haunted and I think it's super interesting, and I haven't had anything weird happen to me since.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.